everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
Well, neighbor, the next regular Spirit Video Livestock Auction coming this Thursday, September 28th, live from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting 8 a.m. Central Time with 20,500 head to sell, 4,200 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows. If you'd like more information about when a lot will sell, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
All right, welcome back. Limit losses in live and feeder cattle markets seen through most of the day, which has been the focus of the livestock complex here on Monday. The corn prices were lower today in light trade. December corn futures about a cent lower. Stock markets were lower in light trade as well. The Dow Jones 80 points lower. NASDAQ down 65 points. In live cattle, futures quickly turned sharply lower today as initial trade took into account the weakness from the cattle on feed report. But overall, the lack of support following the surge higher seen in the cattle prices through September without any significant resistance has allowed for widespread liquidation to develop, but also spilled over into early trade for Tuesday. Nearby contracts holding limit losses today, causing concerns of expanded trading limits for Tuesday. Cash cattle activity, though, remained undeveloped with bids and asking prices quiet for Monday morning. In feeder cattle, futures were locked in limit losses throughout most of the day, with October through April futures spending most of their early trade session at $4.50 per hundredweight lower. Spot month September contracts held losses of $2.80 per hundredweight, while light trade volume developed in all contracts due to the limit losses. At midday today, deferred contracts pulled off of session lows, but the lack of support remained evident as very little buyer support was able to move back into the complex. Grain futures were lower today after they gave back some of last week's gains and profit taking, position squaring, and perhaps even hedging from elevators that took in grain over the weekend. Corn prices posted small losses and kept December futures to an inside day with a range of just a penny and a half. Soybeans were lower and attracted fairly steady selling into the start of trading in Europe. November futures held to an inside day after they tested the 50% retracement of its sell-off from July highs last week. Finally, wheat prices were lower today and followed weakness in other markets. While winter wheat futures moved below Friday's bottom, Minneapolis tried to hold its move above the August downtrend. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.